Big Daddy Kane. Regarded as one of rap's greatest wordsmiths, this Juice Crew member earned his right to be mentioned amongst the likes of titans such as Rakim, Kool G Rap, KRS-One, and other greats. The most commercially successful of those three titans mentioned, Big Daddy Kane came with a triple threat. His rhymes, his dynamic stage show, and the fact that he was a member of the Five Percenters, or the Nation of Gods and Earths. His affiliation with the Nation of Gods and Earths, or his subscribing to their theology at least, gave him the same advantage that it gave other Five Percenters like Rakim, Lakim Shabazz, and the legions of others who subscribed to that theology. It opened up a universe of vocabulary, slang, and mathematics that other MCs did not have access to. I rate Kane as a titan in the genre based on three criteria. First, his lyrical ability, his use of metaphors, punchlines, and cleverness. Secondly, his ability to ride up-tempo beats well, which is all but a lost art form amongst MCs. And lastly, his wordplay, which I will get into with some very specific examples. And as a bonus, I will say consistency, or at least lyrical consistency, because many of Kane's core fans feel like after the second album or so, he started to be a bit inconsistent with his music and explore a lot of different avenues that his core fan base musically did not agree with. But lyrically, he was always on point. If you haven't seen my lesson number 13, Why Rakim is the God MC, you might want to check that out. I do a breakdown of a special sentence structure that was pioneered by Kool Moe Dee, but taken to a next level by Rakim. Big Daddy Kane also employed that same technique, as did many MCs in that part of the 80s, and is actually still used heavily today. And I will be revisiting that rhyme structure when discussing the lyrics of Big Daddy Kane. Now, my introduction to Kane, just as most people's, was 1987 on a single called Get Into It. And on the flip side, it had a song called Just Rhyming with Biz and another song called Something Funky. Now, I can't remember which one I heard first, the A side or the B side was Something Funky and Just Rhyming with Biz. But on the A side, Get Into It, the thing that immediately caught my ear was his flow. His words were incredible as well, but his flow. It was an offbeat, which was a sample of the Coolest Back break. And Kane was flowing to the drums in that same offbeat pattern. And maybe it had been done before, but he did it very well, and that caught my ear right off. Introduce myself as the authentic, ultimate depth. Now, is there anything else that I could use to describe my name? All the hell with it. I'm the Big Daddy Kane, an entertainer that keeps the crowd thrilled as I seek, no, better yet, as I build to party people as we go through. Hey, just for this occasion, tell you what I'm gonna do. Say a rhyme that you all can cope. I guarantee that you'll agree to this like dope. Cause all I have to do is pick up the mic and live from New York is Saturday night. Again, the offbeat flow to the offbeat drums was something that was really dope at the time, and it still stands the test of time. Still a dope record. Now, the B-side, Something Funky. This one was even more impressive to me, and it starts out with Kane saying, get up and get with it. The beat at hand has been perfectly fitted for the occasion. Kane's invasion, I'll invade. I'm getting paid in full. Instead of talking all that bull, I just invent and present an original idealistic concept that'll keep you on step. James Brown comes in and says, ain't it funky? And Kane says, yep. And then that sets it off from there.
Just turn up the record player and pay attention to the words I'm about to mention. I'm like a scientist, this is my invention. To climb, my rhyme will be inching and inching. Inching the very tip top with my style of hip hop. Any rapper in my path will only get dropped. So, don't even try to go. My rhymes are impact with a Tyson blow. But I'm like Shaft, so cool that you feel a draft. Or like Superfly, I live and do or die. I give your girl a kiss of death just like a vampire. Starve out and seize just like a campfire. And after disposing of everyone else, Big Daddy Kane will go for self. As I announce rhymes to make the party bounce. And when I'm finished, pass me the 40 ounce. But before I grab my brew, this is something funky for me to you. Hit it.
An impressive verse right out of the gate. And he's employing that technique that I talked about on Foundation Lesson 13, why Rakim is the God MC, where Rakim will take Modi's old method of taking several words and rhyming them with one word, or several words and rhyming them with several. For instance, he says, I'm like Shaft, so cool that you feel a draft. Or like Superfly, I live in Do or Die. And Superfly is one word, and Do or Die is three words. So the rhyme Superfly and Do or Die, you know, I'm not gonna kill that on this one, because again, I really did kind of almost over explain that on the Rakim video, but that's such an important technique that I wanted everybody to really see the significance of it. But he used it again when he said, I give your girl a kiss of death just like a vampire, stump all them seeds just like a campfire. So, you know, here we are, probably less than a year, definitely less than a year after Rakim had dropped My Melody and Eric B as President. So we see this technique taking form in people like Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, and then we would see it in others, and then it would just kind of snowball up until today, where it's just so commonplace that, you know, we really don't even stop to see, oh, okay, he rhymed, you know, three words with one, or one word with two, or you know, however it goes. Now, Just Rhyming with Biz was the exact same track musically as Something Funky, and it was just what it said. He was just rhyming with Biz. Biz comes on, does his verse, and then Kane comes on, and again, just impressive debut from Kane.
Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Keep on. Well, it's the Kane in the flesh. Of course I'm fresh. Oh, you thought that I was rotten? I beg your pardon. To me, getting paid and getting busy fall together. So a man of my aviance? Never. Could I be weak? Why, I'm rather unique. I got style, flavor, grace, and plus a different technique that I be using and not many can manage. So a brother like me, I do damage just by picking up the mic to go solo. I cold turn the party on out, and oh yo, I get physical, mystical, very artistical, giving party people something funky to listen to. That's why the other MCs can't swing long. I stomp them out just like I was King Kong, stepping on roaches. I get ferocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I go on and on and on and until a bright Shirley Murdoch morning. Cause I'm a pimp, hear the primp, yes the imp terror, bringing much terror in your era. I'm ready, willing, and I'm able to bust the move. Never use a barbershop, I got my homeboy spoon. Cooling out with the clippers right around the way. They keep a fresh cameo cut every day. Like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that or the that. It's like that, y'all. Cause I'm the prosecutor, taking a stand, and I'm cross-examining you, my man. The judge and jury, releasing my fury. The verdict that I've reached for you is rather blurry. You see, the name Kane is superior to many people. It means king, Asiatic, nobody's equal. I hate to brag, but damn, I'm good. And if mics were a gun, I'd be Clint Eastwood. And if rap was a game, I'd be MVP. Most valuable poet on the MIC. Or if rap was a school, I'd be the principal. Oh, the Kane is invincible. To be specific, I may die one day, but my rhymes will remain like a hieroglyphic. It's a certain special skill that takes much practice. I got it good, apparently you lack this. So in turn, sit back and learn. Listen close, this is for your own concern. Let me show you exactly how it's properly done. Light, camera, action. A rap pro, do a show, good to go. Also, cameo, afro, Virgo, domino, Go Rambo, Gigolo, Romeo. Friday night, spend money on a hotel to get a good night's sleep. I'm keeping in step. Now do I come off? Yep.
Damn, it's just so many things you could say about that rhyme. Let me start here. The timbre of his voice and just, you know, his whole cadence and everything, that was probably the most animated we would ever see Kane. Kane's got a laid-back voice. Not as laid-back as Rakim. I don't think anybody's as laid-back as the R, but he has a relaxed voice most of the time. You know, Kane is cool, but on here, you know, this is the you know, he was really hype on here, and he sounded, you know, sounded a lot younger, and because he was, of course, but then, you know, what we would hear him later on. But that's one thing. The other thing that's worthy of noting is the way that he broke his name down like an acronym retrospectively. Now, I say retrospectively because, you know, with most MCs, their name doesn't really break down into an acronym. It's just something fly to say after the fact. So, like, KRS-One says his name stands for Knowledge Reigns Supreme Over Nearly Everyone, which, you know, KRS-One probably was a graffiti tag hero. His name is Chris, and it's just KRS-One was short for Chris. But it's fly to go back and break it down to, oh, my name stands for Knowledge Reigns Supreme Over Nearly Everyone. And Kane, and I don't know this for certain, but I'm just saying for most MCs, this is how it went. Kane probably stands for whatever else it stood for. And this is the first time we heard him say that it stood for King Asiatic, Nobody's Equal, which was definitely fly back then. And we're getting into some of the 5% theology and vocabulary that I talked about when you're talking about, you know, Asiatic. And, you know, we're getting into some Nation of Islam stuff there, and we get into some theology at that point. Then another thing, he goes into this thing, you know, I hate to brag, but damn, I'm good. And if mics were a gun, I'd be Clint Eastwood. And if rap was a game, I'd be MVP, most valuable poet on the MIC. And if rap was a school, I'd be the principal. Then he just says, oh, fuck it, the Kane is invincible. I mean, that's flow. That's MCing right there. Then he comes with this unorthodox, kind of awkward rhyme after that. And he says, to be specific, I may die one day, but my rhyme will remain like a hieroglyphic. Now, that don't sound like a big deal. But, you know, as an MC, you know, the way he's rhyming, when he says, to be specific, I may die one day. Usually an MC will come and rhyme something with day when they end it. But he says, to be specific, I may die one day, but my rhyme will remain like a hieroglyphic. He comes back and rhymes something with specific, which is, that's unorthodox rhyme structure. And most cats wouldn't have done that. So this is genius right off of his debut. Again, so many things in that verse, going for wordplay. When he goes, I go, Rambo, Gigolo, Romeo. I mean, you know, he's really flowing on that. Then Friday night, spend money on a hoe. Tell to get a good night's sleep. You know, he uses a double entendre there. You know, you think he's talking about calling a chick a hoe, but he's saying a hotel to get a good night's sleep. I'm keeping in step. Now, do I come off? Yep. And then the song goes off. So many fly techniques just within that one verse. And, you know, I haven't really listened to that song on that level to really break it down lyrically in years. And just it's so refreshing to come back and listen to this song because it really gives you just the genius of him out of the box. You know, Kane's definitely a titan. So as we move on, as far as the format here, I'm not going to go chronological like I've done on some of the last few, because I'm not really trying to do a biopic on Kane. Kane is one of the more well-known and, like I said before, one of the more commercially successful of some of the other titans. So I'm not going to really go into a, you know, this is the year Kane came in and then he made this album. I'm just going to pick out, much like what I did with the Rakim lesson, I'm going to pick out my favorite lyrics and lyrics that I think solidify Kane as a top tier MC. He's mentioned almost in every conversation about lyrical MCs, and I'm going to attempt to justify that position with this presentation.
Here I am. R-A-W, a terrorist, here to bring trouble to phony MCs. I move on and seize, I just conquer and stop another rapper with ease. Cause I'm at my apex and others are below, nothing but a milliliter. I'm a kilo, second to none, making MCs run, so don't try to step to me, cause I ain't the one. I believe rappers just like Tylenol, and they know it, so I don't see why you all try to front, perpetrating a stunt, when you know that I smoke you up like a blunt. I'm genuine like Gucci, raw like sushi, this age of rage is what rap did to me, to make me want to create chaos and mayhem, cold rock a party until the a.m. I'll make a muscle, grab the mic and hustle, while you stand dazed and amazed. I'll bust a little rhyme with authority, superiority, and captivate the whole crowd's majority. The rhymes I use definitely amuse, better than Dynasty or Hill Street Blues. I'm sure to score and door for more without a floor, cause I get raw. Preach like a reverend, rapper star severing, and in my lifetime believe I've never been beaten or eaten and just tooken out. You know, come to think about it, I keep MCs looking out and real nervous when I'm at your service, so give me that title, boy, you don't deserve this. I work like a slave to become a master, and when I say a rhyme, you know that it has to be perfectly fitted, cause I'm committed, the entertainer and trainer and Kane are get with it. I go and flow and grow to let you know I damage you. I'm not an amateur, but a professional, unquestionable, without doubt superb, so full of action, my name should be a verb. My voice will float on every note when I clear my throat, that's all she wrote. The minute that the Kane starts to go on, believe it's gonna be smooth sailing, so on, as I put other rappers out of their misery. Get them in a battle and make them all history. Ruling and schooling, MCs that I'm dueling. Watch them all take a fall as I sit back cooling on my throne with the bronze microphone. God bless the child who can hold his own, cause I can roar.
Again, listening to these songs and not just listening, you know, in the totality of just, you know, a good song with the beat in the background. That's why sometimes I'll give you a cappella, because the beat sometimes can kind of distract you from what's really going on. Listening to these songs, you know, with a critical ear to pull out technique and words, it just gives it a whole new life. I haven't heard Raw in forever, you know, in this way, listening in this way. And again, it just refreshes everything and just, again, solidifies the fact that Kane's nothing to play with. But those two verses, and I definitely don't need to go back and highlight each time, but he used, again, that styling that I keep crediting to Kumo D, where you rhyme several with one. I give a speech like a reverend, rapper star Severin, and in my lifetime, believe I've never been. Here I am, R-A-W, a terrorist, here to bring trouble to. Phony MCs, I move on MCs. I just conquer and stomper another rapper with ease. Cause I'm in my apex and others are below. Nothing but a milliliter. I'm a kilo, second to none, making MCs run. So don't try to step to me cause I ain't the one. And another thing that Kane would do, he always used like humor with some of his lines. And like, you know, when I clear my throat, that's all she wrote. You know, not only is it humor, it's that animation. So I guess I got to back up a little bit because he's a little animated on Raw. So I guess that I was incorrect when I said the last time we would hear that animation from him was on Something Funky. But definitely, Kane came off on Raw and just, like I said, solidified everything that you heard before and solidified his position.
Mike for the symphony, setting it off, letting it off, beginning, rough till the ending, you never been in, the move, the groove with the smooth rap lord, like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured, down your ear, crisp and clear as I prepare to wear, tear and smear, then I'm out of here, with the mark left that you can all cling, cause rocking a party, yo, it's a small thing, I've written many places, on regular basis, and broken down mics were the only traces, that I've been there, in there at the party, the mic had my prints, and on it was a body, so take caution, I'm not horsing around in a throwdown clown, I'm taking yours, son, so just acknowledge the way that I kicked it, cause if rap was a house, you'd be evicted, and dismissed from the microphone, choking on a bone, cause daddy's home, and battling me is hazardous to help, so put a quarter in your ass, cause you played yourself, like a game in the arcade, you need a far aid, I'm walking the path that a law made, I'll attend and then begin to send a speech to reach and teach, so just say when, so I can let lyrics blast like a bullet, my mouth is the gun, on suckers I pull it, the trigger, get bigger, my pocket's getting bigger, cause when it comes to money, yo, Grant's my nigga, you got the groove, MCs, freeze, stand still, nobody move, it's a sabotage, as I take charge, go large, cause goddamn, I'm living large like a giant, you're nothing but a midget, a small digit, you ain't with it, forget it, quit it, I reign superior, always taking care of ya, no frill rappers, you will evaporate, disintegrate, deflate to your fate, as the great will dominate, straight to the state of reigning, gaining, so put Kane in that category, period, in the story.
You know, there's been, since that song came out, there's always been this back and forth, who was better, Kool G or Kane. And I'll be very honest with you, when I did my Kool G rap lesson a couple lessons ago and I was listening to the symphony, I was like, yeah, I think Kool G got him. I think Kool G got him, even if by a hair, I think Kool G got him. As I listen now, I would say maybe if Kane had stopped right before he said, battling me is hazardous to health, so put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. Of course, that was the most quotable line, definitely of Kane's verse, but perhaps of the whole In Control album. Everybody, I remember in school, senior year, when that album dropped, everybody was walking around with, you know, oh, Kane said put a quarter in your ass because you played yourself. But then he goes on, like a game in the arcade, you need a far aid on walking the path that Allah made. I'll attend and then, I mean, you know, he comes off on that last part of the rhyme. And again, I just haven't listened to it on this level in years. So I got to go back and listen to the symphony with a more critical ear and see who had the better rhyme between Kane and Kool G. But Kane is the truth. Now, I've spoken a few times about up-tempo flows and the lost art of flowing to up-tempo beats. Years ago, Chuck D in a magazine was quoted as saying that, you know, MCs of that time, and it hasn't changed much, were cheating because they were rhyming the beats that were so slow. And he said that's not challenging. To rhyme to a slow beat, it doesn't challenge you in the way of breath control and other techniques. It's easier. And he called it cheating. And one thing that I would say Rakim, Kool G Rap and Kane had in common was the up-tempo song. They had some classic up-tempos. Rakim had Juice, Know the Ledge. He had definitely Lyrics of Fury, classics, you know, that were up-tempo. Definitely Trilogy of Terror by the incredible Kool G Rap, Men at Work by Kool G Rap, as well as Wanted Dead or Alive. And then Kane had Nuff Respect Dude, Set It Off, Warm It Up Kane. And then
the Wrath of Kane, taking over your circumference, destroying negativity and suckers that come with the weak, the whack, the worst, the poor. I thrash back, trash man, and then more. Blow up the scenery, I reign supremacy. You need a savior to save your saloon on me. I pray on rappers like a haunted ghost and stomp them out like a wanted roach. I slay my prey and they decay. I blow away and throw away, so go away, cause I don't play. Attacking like a psychopath, breaking rappers in half, so feel the wrath of Kane.
Into the dragon, as I start the reggae attack, that's negative banging the rappers on the bandwagon. Feel the fury of a renegade, where men are slaves, so send the aid, cause I penetrate. Being a mess up, with limits I dress up, so don't even mess up. I'm trying to press up, it's better to fess up. Cause if a rapper ever goes too far, man, I start to scream in on them scenes like Tarzan. To witness the glare when I appear, run at the pier, so take your seat in the rear. Child, you gotta understand, you're just a man. Sit next to the man, sit next to the man, sit next to the man. And no one fire comes higher than the Messiah, sparking the mic like a live wire till I retire. Whatever the coffins, I burn them like fire. We're throwing them low, I hit them hard like fire. So take your hand and fold, cause it's a solo control. And no one grabs a hold, you got something to say before it's told. If you're speaking on me, you better hop low Espanol. Cause I ain't trying to have none of the penny anymore. Jump a kick yak, you better get back. Clear the way when you see me coming through. Back up and bow, enough respect dude. I come down and put my weight on it, drop something straight on it, and sound great on it. Bodies are rough, stakes corrupt, I put only one on the cup. Word up, I G-E-T, the J-O-B done. Me and the young boy say, daddy, I don't want none. You build a man to a boy, before I can even destroy. I put him like a toy, him is the murderer. Check my modus operandi. Those who know my name know it ain't about games. I go beyond, knock him out the box. You wanna be a comedian, I was Red Fox. Cause if I want you, believe I'm gonna get you. I wouldn't give a damn if Tony Terry was with you. So when I come in the same place as my enemy, they all stop running like their name was sheer energy. I won't say what you are, but I'll hit you. You're found on a woman and a penis goes in you. Another clue, your first letters are P-U. Act like you know, boy, enough respect, dude.
Let it roll, get bold, I just can't hold back a fold. Cause I'm a man with soul, in control and effect. So what the heck, rock the discotheques and this groove is what next. Attack, react, exact, the Mac, I'll move you with a strong song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and into the mic. As I shoot the gift, MC stand stiff. While my rhyme stick to you like Skippy and Jeff. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap soloist, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear her. Fascinating rhyme as I enchant anthem. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain the gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, and cough. Even if I stutter, I'ma still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't equipped, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. Don't ask who's the baddest. Of course, that is the make or break or take on. My rhymes ache the head, put it to bed. So watch what's said. Play the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss and be forced in the danger zone. Cause I can kill and kill at will. Teaching a skill that's real, you know, frill. So just stand still and chill as I feel. Science I drill until my rhymes fill. Your head up. Don't even get up. The teacher is teaching, so just shut up.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Okay, so on each one of those up-tempo joints, and I don't have time to go into everything I would like to go into on those, but he's explaining what I one of the criteria that I talked about. That was the ability to ride up-tempo beats well. But he's also exhibiting superior wordplay. If you listen enough respect, he said, "Into the dragon, as I start the rag and tag and dragon MCs on the bandwagon. Feel the fury of a renegade where men are slayed, so send the aid because I penetrate." He's also employing the Kumo D Rakim style that I keep talking about. Kane said, "You got something to say before it's told. If you're speaking on me, you better hablo Espanol." And Kane is just slick with the wordplay. "Whoever the comp is, I burn them like fire. I hit them high like pow." Like, that's like, you know, he's using onomatopoeia, and, you know, stuff that we use, you know, we learned in school, poetic techniques that we use in school. He's employing these heavy on many songs. Kane said, "I can sneeze, sniffle, or cough. Even if I stutter, I'ma still come off. I really can't overstate it." You know, and listening to these, you know, in my attempt to make a presentation and prove a point, it really renewed my respect for Kane. I mean, I might have to go and make me a Best of Kane compilation now and listen to these again, because so many times over the years when I've listened to them as complete songs and just enjoyed the songs. But listening to it with this ear that I'm critiquing it with, it just solidifies the respect that I already have for Big Daddy Kane.
I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the Kane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Dope a dog competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. Displayed by Ginsu, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Kane start to talk. Cut. Rhymes are so dopin', the rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon, I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the happenstance coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater, the best, so yes, I guess. Suggest the best, your best, don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
And on those two verses alone from Ain't No Half Steppin', he exhibited two of the criteria that I'm rating him on. The use of metaphors, punchlines, and cleverness, and the use of just wordplay, just slick wordplay and cadence. Verse that I didn't have on that particular snippet, but at the end of the song, he says, I'll appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer who would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a mere idea or mere stare. Yeah, I mean, that's just wordplay. Just, you know, that's the MC. That's mastering your vocabulary, mastering the delivery and cadence, and just, you know, just a plethora of different techniques. And that's what makes that's what makes a titan. And that's Big Daddy Kane.
Grab a hold of yourself. Open your eyes, get wise to the exercise being taught by the teacher. That's most dominant. You need knowledge? Well, I'm dropping it. Listen to the rap, allow it to trap your body and soul so that you can adapt to the man on display as I take you away. So may I?
Yes, you may.
Proud to be a black man, come in exact and giving up brothers five on the back and grateful lease and peace upon each other with my sisters and brothers.
Yo, word to the mother.
Say the mother, as in the motherland. But on the other hand, another man tackled and shackled our ancestors, but we beat them with freedom. So let's bless the country that we all came from, because the moral of it all is we shall overcome. The cream will keep rising, we be sizing up. The Asiatic one is enterprising, building and building to carry on, all the way from Malcolm X to Farrakhan. Martin Luther was a tutor, many were pupils. Those who fell victim were those without scruples. However, to sever, we could never. So hold up the peace sign and stand together. Take heed to the words that I manifest. So when I'm through speaking, Marley Marl, I do the rest.
And there's so much more that could be said, so much more analyzing that we could do, and just so many more classic verses, you know, in Kane's discography. But those are the ones that really, really stand out to me. And I think alone they solidified a position that, you know, Kane holds as always being mentioned. You know, I was going the other day online on YouTube and just listening to different MCs from the so-called golden age, which everybody has their own definition of the golden age, but people who define the golden age as like 86 or 87 up through about 90 or so, people that defined it as that, they were talking to a lot of those guys. And I think almost every person named Kane, Rakim, you know, G-Rap, KRS-One, people from all across, you know, even people, West Coast cats, they talked to Common, they talked to, you know, just different people. And they were giving their top, I think it was called Top 5 Dead or Alive. And I think more so than anyone, maybe more so than anyone, it was Kane was in everybody's top five, had Kane in it. High in the top five too. And I think that I think it's justified. This is Jaquan, Foundation Lesson number 17, Big Daddy Kane. I hope you found it entertaining, insightful, intriguing, and all those good things. You can hit me up on email, jaquan@thefoundation.com. That's thefoundation.com. The website is thefoundation.com. All social media, you can hit me at jaquanva. Peace.
Body rock. The kiss of death on a rap pick, and you get a slap quick, so go out of the chapstick. In other words, protect and hold your own. It only takes one punch to get the head flown. Fist of fury, the suckers get weary, cause the Kane got more spice than curry. I add the flavor down on paper, and nothing can save you from catching the vapors. Bombs that'll sting your face like a quick jab, and I'm rubbing them in just like Big Zap. Captivate and dominate. Debating, illustrating, fascinating, motivating, elevating, terminating, mutilating, rhymes are worth the weight in gold, bold, never sold to a bitter, they gleam and glitter, yours are bitter like kitty litter. As for damage, don't tell me what another do, cause I quote that I'm R-A-W, so make room, cause vitals are doomed, try to consume, and make your own tomb, a grave or a casket, a disc and a task, get your rhymes out of basket, boy you get your ass kicked. We're frontin' like you're hitting hard when your arms are too short. The box will guard, so don't even touch, cause I come with too much. Address and bless any mic that I clutch. And for a rapper to challenge my freestyle, he must be senile, and that's why meanwhile back at the ranch. The girl for the Asiatic chosen one is expanded with a new branch. The man was sold that you probably know. Deadly as Scarface, but bright as the Cosby Show. Don't attack rappers, but make everyone hush. They step to me, but can't stop the bum rush. I make material rich and imperial. Unique technique I speak is all original. You like the sag and drag and gag. Same old, but Papa's got a brand new bag. So put the mic down, boy, you can't work it. Do the rap lyrics, spout the short circuit. So toss the sauce, of course, to the boss. No remorse, you're lost with force. I cause a holocaust. First I caught you, then put you through torture. You move wrong, my son, so I torture. Just like the Guardian, and put your body in the move to groove with the smooth way that I'm partying. Competition made fine spectacular. Scheme and fiend to take a bite like Dracula. And waste the taste, cause ain't no sugar here. So come near if you dare, you booger beer. You start hallucinating like magic. The rap gets tragic and Kane won't have it. Cause you tried to juice me when you're bluffing. Slowed the pace, so I had to start rushing. So pick a BC date, cause you're history. Here comes Kane, school, scrap, J, and Mr. C. And this is one thing to us, we ain't noodle. The cool cast is spelling the crowd just like voodoo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Craig, yo, Craig G.